for your kids is get Jesus in that house. He besought Jesus, Lord, will you come into my house? How long has it been since mamas and daddies? Listen, you can't expect the church to raise your kids for you. Don't get quiet now. Amen? The church can't raise your kids. I've heard people say, well, I took my kids to church and they still turned out mean as the devil. The church can't raise your kids. We can help. We can help. We only got them 3 hours a week. And they's what? How many hours a week are they? 168? Anybody know? I just said that. Is that close? Is that right? 165 hours. You know who's got your kids more than anybody else? School. School and TV. The average television is on in America about 8 to 10 hours a day in most homes. And they might. If you don't come on Wednesday night, your kids ain't getting but 2 hours of God a week from the church. Now, how in the world is that going to compete with 60 hours in a public school? Time they go to school all day long, and then go back for cheerleading and soccer and football and then homework. Brother, their life is wrapped up in that school. And if it's a public school, you have the influence of the world on your child more than any other one single influence. Lord have mercy. We're up against it. We're fighting an uphill battle. So you say, well, Brother Danny, can my kids? Yeah, they can, but it's going to be up to you. God lays the responsibility at the feet of the parents. My kids are my responsibility. Ever since they've been born, I felt like it was my total responsibility to take care of them. It's my job to make sure they're fed. It's my job to make sure they're clothed. It's my job to make sure they're took to the doctor when they're sick. It's my job. Listen, it is not somebody else's job to raise your kids for you. And nobody can raise a kid like its own mama and its own daddy. Say amen right there. Sometimes mom and daddy's off out in sin, wrecked their life, and sometimes the kid might be better off. But the ideal situation is for a kid to be with mama and daddy. All right? I'm about to get in the message there, but look at here. Look at verse, he asked Jesus to come to his house. Verse 42. For he had only one daughter about 12 years of age. Now, if you got a 12-year-old girl here tonight, you look at this story. If you have 11-year-old, 10, 13, 14, 12 years old, she's ready to die. You know why she's ready to die? She is a-fixing to turn 13. And that's when they die, spiritually speaking. Buddy, there's a big world of difference between 12 and 13. Ain't that right? Boy, they say, I'm a teenager. Yeah, you ought to lock them up when they're 13. Let them back out when they're 21, I reckon. We're not allowed to do that nowadays. But I'm telling you, brother, something happens between 12 and 13. There's some big birthdays. 12 to 13's a begging. 17 to 18's a begging. 19 to 20's a begging. And 20 to 21 is a big one. It seems like a 10 years difference between a 20 and a 21. Seems like there's many years difference between 18 and 20 or 17 and 18. They do some major moving up during those years right there. And this girl was 12 years old, lay a dying. Now, she lay dying physically, but you could say that spirit. You know, you could say this little old girl, she come in like that and had on a mini skirt and much makeup on. She looked like a possum hunter in pokeberry season. Whatever that is, that's what the old preacher said. And she's all painted up like a little Jezebel. And boy, had that little skirt up there. You know, nowadays girls, they take them 12 years old and they look like they're 20. And that ain't right, man. While you're a little girl, you need to stay and be a little girl. Amen? Amen. Lord have mercy. Them little girls up here, I taught them a song. I taught them a song. They said, what are we going to sing tonight? And I said, Flipping Boogers. That's what we're going to sing. That's what they need to be doing. Now, how did that song go? I made it up for a minute ago. How'd it go? Y'all remember it? Maybe the Lord don't want me to sing it for you. But anyway, something like, I'm flipping boogers from my nose. I'm flipping boogers from my nose. I'm happy from my head to my toes. I'm flipping boogers from my nose. Something like that. Pow! That's what they need to do when they're little. That's what they need to do when they're little. They don't need to, listen, little 12-year-old girls don't need to be out, you know, I mean, on dates, for heaven's sake. And brother, dressing, looking like Madonna and going off. She's 12 years old. I hear them nowadays, 11 years old, say, I'm going with so-and-so. She's going with him. I said, where are they going? They said, they're going out. I said, how are they going to get there? Walk. They're going out at 11? Lord have mercy. She was 12 years old. If you're too big of a baby to even clean your room up and respect your parents, you sure don't need to be going out on no date. You don't need to be out on no date. Amen. Get your Barbie dolls back out and play with them for a few more years till you respect mom and daddy. Amen. You wicked little hussy. I mean, get your heart right. Some of them's wicked now, buddy. Some of them's wicked. 13 years old, they're wicked as a devil. Some of these 14-year-olds done been around the block a few times. You know what I mean? She lay a dying, brother. She lay a dying. And I'm afraid we got a generation of girls tonight that are dying spiritually. They're dying. If some mom and daddy don't get them to Jesus. I believe tonight there's nothing that'll take the place of getting boys and girls to Jesus Christ. Nothing will take the place of it. Well, I got to read this scripture. Lordy mercy. Look at here. His daughter was dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. Now, had a little interruption. Commercial. Parentheses. Verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years. Now, she'd had that issue of blood long as that girl been alive. 12 years. And spent all her living on physician, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately, her issue of blood staunched. I reckon that means it quit. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and all they that were with him said, Master of the multitude, throng thee and press thee. And sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, so you just forgot all about that 12-year-old girl now, got on this story. And when the woman saw she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. And while he yet spake, here come this guy, Jairus here, he just now got there, one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead, saying to Jairus, trouble not the master. Isn't that something? There come this guy saying, hey, ain't no use in bothering him. Your daughter's dead, ain't no hope for her, in other words. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him saying, fear not. This is what few parents hear tonight. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. Fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. There's you something to grab your teeth in, mamas and daddies. Say, listen, the world might be telling you they're dead. The world might be telling you there's no hope. AA, drug rehab, might say there's no hope for that boy, there's no hope for that girl. Jesus said, fear not, believe only, and they'll be made whole. Amen. Can you believe that? Look at verse 51. And when he came to the house, he suffered no man to go in. He wouldn't even let the apostles. Look here. Say, Peter, James, and John. Look here. And the father and the mother of that girl. According to Jesus Christ, there ain't nobody more important to be with a kid when it's in trouble and need help than its father and mother. Not the DSS, for heaven's sake. Amen. Amen. Now listen, I thank God for social services. They do serve a place in society. Thank God they rescue little kids that are in trouble and hurting. But brother, you'll never improve on God's ordained method of raising children as a father and a mother. Hillary does not know what she's talking about. And we better hope and pray to God she don't run for president. Because you know what she said? It takes a village to raise a child. No, it don't. It takes Jesus and mom and daddy. Amen! That's old-fashioned, but it's still true. Listen, she wouldn't be such a brat today if her mama turned her over and busted her rear end a time or two. That's right. That's right, brother. It takes a mama and a daddy. Old Dr. Spock should have been spanked. You know, they tell you nowadays, say, kids don't need spanking. You know what they tell you now? If you take your kid there and say, I can't do nothing with him, you know what they'll put him on dope to make him behave. Half these kids running around here now is on drugs. And they say because it's ADHD, DHHD, YBYCY. Listen, I had that all of my life. And my principal beat it out of me when I was in the sixth grade. Amen? You talk about hyper, brother. You think I'm what? You should have seen me when I was about 7 years old. Lord, I'd have been hanging on them. I'd crawling all over this piano. I could not be still. I can't now. You ought to see me when I was 7 or 8. I wish I'd have known about that. I'd have said, I'm hyper. You can't touch me. I'm hyper. I'm sick. It's a sickness. They said, well, come here. We'll beat the hyper right out of you, you little brat. And son, they sent me to the principal's office, and he said, bend over, Danny. Oh, boy, I straightened up right quick. Nowadays, they'll sue them. People sue them if it is. They've been bending this over like that. The principal, he pulled out a thing about that long, had holes in it. Piece of wood. It looked like a 2x6, man. And it had holes in it like that. And he come down there, and he went, wham, and I go like that. And he'd go, wham, and I go, like that. That's the truth. He'd lift your rear off the ground, brother. And I'm telling you, I remember going back to my seat. I'd sit there in my seat like this for about 30 minutes. Ow! Ow! I'll quit! Now, I know there's some kids, and I know some kids have, you know, some problems. But I'm telling you tonight, brother, you can't improve on God's method of raising a child. You cannot improve on it. You know what they'll tell you now? They'll tell you now, they'll say, you parents need help. Don't you dare touch that child. Give him time out. We'd love that too. Teacher, I'm being mean. Okay, Danny, you have time out. Woo! I didn't say hallelujah. I'd say, hot diggity dog. That's what I want. What I want, time out. Lord have mercy. Listen, when some of you was little, I don't ever have to do this, but I heard people do it. They used to make you go out and get your own switch. Anybody in here ever had to do that? Oh, yeah. I said, oh, you come here to me. You go out there and break me a limb off that box with him, and I'm going to beat the devil out of you. So that one little boy, he went out there and stayed. His mama said, you go out there and break me a limb off that peach tree. When you come back in here, I'm going to beat the fire out of you with it. And he went out there and he stayed. Finally, he come in and goes, shit, where's that limb at? He said, I couldn't find one, but here's a rock you can throw at me. Ah, bless you, Lord. They know how to get you, don't they? But anyway, I don't know how I got off on all that. But I tell you what, brother, when the girl was a-dying and she needed help, Jesus didn't say call the DSS. Jesus didn't say call her counselor at school. Jesus didn't say call her mentor or big brother or sister or program. He said, I want her father and her mother and Peter and John, the preacher in the room with that girl. Listen, Jesus Christ and an old-fashioned preacher and a good godly mom and daddy is the best way to raise a boy and girl that the world knows anything about. I'm going to say it again. Jesus Christ, mom and daddy, and an old-fashioned hellfire preacher, well, that's the best way I know of to raise boys and girls. Just preach the devil out of them. Can't preach the devil out of them, beat the devil out of them. That's right. What the book says. Amen? Now, boy, that is not popular in this day and time. But it's still true. And it still works. I'm not for child abuse. I think anybody be mean to a kid ought to be put in jail. But God has provided a nice little spot where you won't break no bones. Padded. Some more than others. Some look like a crammed 2 pillars down the back of their britches. But God fixed it. So that you're not going to kill them. And it said, he brought father and mother of the maiden, and all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not. She's not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called. Did you notice that in verse 54? And he put them all out. See? When it comes right down to it, only the Lord and your kid is going to get what I mean, I can push my girls. Where are my girls at tonight? Y'all are spread out tonight. What, you mad at each other? Raise your hand. They are. There's one. Higher, please. Listen. I can push them, and I have. You don't believe it? Ask them. I can push them. I can preach to them. Ever since they was born, I've told them. I know sometimes they don't want to hear it. Sometimes they say, Daddy, just don't. But brother, I've pushed them toward God their whole life. But I'm going to tell you something. That's as far as I can get them. They're going to have to find God, and God's going to have to find them, and they're going to have to develop a relationship with the Lord on their own. And I'm going to tell all three of y'all here tonight, you got to have it on your own, girls. I might drop dead here tonight. Jesus put mom and daddy out. When you stand before God, daddy ain't going to be there with you. I'm not going to be there saying, this is one of my girls, Lord. They've been in church all their life. Let them in. It's you and Jesus. It's you and Jesus. It's you and Jesus. And brother, when we're dead and gone, the only way you're going to carry this thing on. Listen, brother, I'm glad when I was little, I heard my mama sing about God. But I'm glad when I was older, I met my mama's God. I know my mama's God. I know my mama's God. And you need to learn your daddy's God. You can't, listen, you see daddy and mama get up here and shout and praise God. Get a hold of what they got. So when they're dead and gone, you'll have it on your own. That's the best hope, the only thing you can do. Raise a kid. Listen, there's so much stuff. Said her spirit came again, she arose, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished. Now let me see here just a minute. Jeremy, come up here just a second. He's Jairus. Is your daughter gone back home? Isabella's not here tonight. I got me one for you, though. That one. Chrissy, come up here just a second. Won't you help me just a second? She's one of my faithful bus kids. Now you are going to be, how old are you? 11. When will you be 12?
August 23rd.
That's close enough. She is 12 years old. She's laying here dying. Don't you come up here and lay down and die. Right there. She's going to die. Don't die, though. Just get close to dying. She's sick as a dog. I'm telling you, brother, she's bad off. Now he's going to go get Jesus. Smart man. His daughter's bad off. You know what that's a picture of? That's a picture of thousands and thousands of mamas and daddies across this country whose daughter's on drugs. What are we going to do with her? Call and have her put in a home somewhere. Take it. What are we going to do with her? Listen, I get phone calls. Everywhere I go preach, there's a mama come up to me and say, pray for my girl. I don't know what I'm going to do. She's wild as a buck. Somebody told me that. It might have been this morning, or it might have been in the last few days. My girl's gone crazy. She's crazy. Preacher, she sits in there all night long on that computer, looks at everything in the world, watches them old nasty rap videos. You know what I tell them kids? Listen, rap music, when you know what rap music does to your eyes and ears? The same thing as sticking your tongue in the toilet. You might as well stick your tongue in that toilet. So every time you go, boom, boom, pop, boom, boom, pop, but that shot my mama. You know, I'll have to stick your tongue in that toilet around a time or two. Same thing. It's nasty. Ain't that rock, Buck? Say amen. That's right. You heard Brock say amen? And some of them his brothers on there doing that. And that stuff is nasty. It's nasty. And buddy, I'm telling you what. She was laying there dying. Look at her. Her eyes rolled back in her head. You're doing good, Chrissy.
Is it Christy or Chrissy? Chrissy.
All right. Daddy, you got to go get Jesus. He didn't call up so, I'm having trouble with my daughter. Is there a good program we can get her in? He said, I'm going to go find Jesus.
Where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? Jesus, will you come to my house?
All right, Daddy, come here. Now, Mama, I need Mama. I need Mama. He ain't Mama. He cannot be Mama. I need Mama. Tammy, will you come up here and be Mama? All right, come over here, Mama. And Mama's over here, and she's over here. He says, Mama, I'm going to go get Jesus. Sit down over here beside your dying girl. She's on drugs. Look at her. She got a hold of some bad stuff, man. What is she done? She smoked that loco weed last night. Went crazy. She got some of that stuff out at Hardee's in the parking lot where them fools sell that stuff. Or at Walmart. Daddy says, I don't know what we're going to do. She stays on that computer till 5 o'clock in the morning and sleeps all day. We tell her to clean her room, and she says, shut up. She's getting rebellious. What are we going to do? He said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get Jesus. All right, Dad, let's go find Jesus. And he goes looking over here, and here's Jesus. Come on, Darren, you got to be Jesus. best I can do right now. He looks more like that other fella. the enemy of Jesus, you know. Look at here. He's going to get Jesus. He says, Jesus, you got to help. That's prayer meeting. Look at here. This is prayer meeting. This is turning the ball game off and getting on your knees in your bedroom at night. This is forgetting that golf game on Saturday and pulling on the Lord. Listen, you got to pull on the Lord. You got to pull on the Lord. You got to pull on the Lord. You might have to give up a little bit of that fun time and get on your knees and pull on Him, brother, for the sake of your boys and girls. And he's pulling him like this. But guess what? While he's on his way, this other woman comes up who's been sick for 12 years. Come on, mister. She's been sick 12 years. Now, buddy, she comes over and she just grabs Jesus and steals the whole show. Go ahead. I say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me.
Help.
And the Lord, you're a natural beauty. I shouldn't have to tell you what to say. All right. Jesus is going to help her. What about so-and-so? What about the dog? She won't even think about them. She wants Jesus. She wants Jesus to help her. She said, I've been sick for 12 years. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me.
All right. You know what happens? He just lost over here in the shadows. And to beat it all, here comes a church member. Come on, Brother Brandon. Here comes one of these church members to discourage him. And he says, there's no use in bringing them kids on that bus. There ain't no hope for them. There ain't no hope for them little brats that come in here and tear up stuff and put chewing gum on their carpet and one of them sitting on the hood of my car out there and everything. His job is to discourage that man. You know what they tell him? They said, trouble not the master. The girl's dead. Isn't that something, people? It'll never fail when you're really trying to get your kid to God. Some well-meaning, godly person will say, you might as well just let them go and live their own life and learn how to make their mistakes. You ever heard that before? They're going to have to learn the hard way, sir. Just trying to throw cold water on you getting your kid to Jesus. Look, I'm not stupid. I ain't the smartest person in the world, but I ain't stupid. And I know why some of you got your kids on this list here. Because you see them going the wrong direction. And you're going to try to get them to Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, that's the smartest thing you could possibly do. Smartest thing you could possibly do. There's kids right now. Listen, there's a young man right now, my cousin, first cousin, Sam Bellini, over there preaching right now, preaching hard just like I am. In the ministry, pastoring the church, running over 300 every Sunday because of what happened at youth camp. And we got them to Jesus. And that's just one story. I could tell you about 100 more of kids that are right with God, serving the Lord right now because of what happened at camp. We got him to Jesus. Well, he's discouraging me. He said, ain't no use in you going over there. She died, man. Conked out while you was gone. He could have said, well, I tried. Lord, I tried. I'm giving up. But see, when it's your kid, you don't ever give up. You don't ever give up on your kid. He goes on back home. You can go on back home, Brandon. She gets healed. She goes on, gets healed, shouting down the victory. And there she lays. Here's a big crowd of people around there, and Jesus comes in. He said, don't you worry about it. Because of your faith, there's still hope for that little girl. There's still hope for your daughter. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You know that scripture over there? It always helps me. I don't know if this helps anybody else. You know that fellow that come in there one time, he said, Lord, I do believe, but help mine unbelief. Man, that's me. Isn't that you? Because you sort of believe and you sort of don't believe. You know, it's like, glory to God, I do believe you, but I don't know, you know. That's what he was saying. I got my doubts. But I still believe. And the Lord put everybody out except mama and daddy. Don't take a village to raise a child. It takes Jesus and a mama and daddy. Jesus being in the house. He fell at his feet. Listen, folks. I didn't have an outline tonight or much to say, but I'm going to tell you something. That world out there tonight is prepared to swallow these kids up like with no mercy. No mercy. The devil wants every one of these little girls to go out there and get pregnant and get on drugs. And every boy here, he wants to make a drug addict and a queer out of you. That's what he wants out of your life. Do you hear me? The devil don't care about you. He'll wreck your life. He'll wind you up in prison. Brother, there's people in some of them prisons tonight. If you go visit them, they're crazy. They're like animals. They can't even have no clothes. They'll try to hang themselves. You heard about all these kids hanging themselves now to get a high? Have you heard about that? Some of them died late. When you get that hang yourself like that, tie them rags around it and hang themselves. And then when you let go of it, the blood's in your head and it gives you a rush and you get a high off of it, and they're finding them hanging dead all over the place. It's happening. There's a big long word for it, like autofixiation or something about that long. The devil don't care about you kids. If you got a mama and a daddy that's trying to get you to God, you ought to thank God for them. Well, finally, the Lord said, all right. I think it said he took her by the hand and he reached up. Now, right there's what I want Jesus to do to my three girls here tonight. Right there. Be honest with you, I don't know if he's grabbed them or not. No, I believe he has, but I want him to really grab them. I want to, when I die, or before I die, I want them to say, Daddy, I know the God you preach about. I know they know their daddy's not perfect. I know every one of them know, boy, Daddy, he's made mistakes and he's not perfect, but Daddy's God is who I want to serve. And he picked her up. All right, Chrissy, you're alive now. Stand up. And she smiles. And she's happy. Isn't that a blessing? Glory to God. And she's healed. And mom and daddy hug necks and everybody shouts and they all have a great time. Y'all are the happiest looking people I've ever seen in my life. Like Christmas in a Christmas, people in Christmas play, you know. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings. We didn't rehearse this, so we'll let them slide. And they go shouting, having a big revival. You know why? Mom and Daddy got little Chrissy to Jesus. And they brought Jesus in the house. Parents, let me tell you something. Your most important job as a parent is not to work three jobs so you can give your kids nice stuff. That ain't your most important job. I'm a working preacher. I want to be able to save for college and I want to get up. Listen, the greatest thing you can do with a kid is spend some time with them and get Jesus in your house. Get Jesus in your house. Get on your knees and get Jesus in your house. I don't doubt I'm saved tonight because of mom having Jesus in my house when I was little. Don't doubt it a bit. So that girl got to Jesus, and she got some help. Okay, y'all can sit down. I want you to stand with me tonight. Stand all over the church, every head bowed, every eye closed.